As the nationwide strike on movie and TV production continues, big stars like Rachel McAdams, Kevin Bacon, and Bette Midler have been joining fellow actors and writers on the picket line. In Georgia, one of the top states for movie making, non-union workers are feeling the strike's impact too. Marlon Hyde from member station WABE in Atlanta has this report.
On days when she works on set, Tyra Rogers gets up at the crack of dawn to get actors camera ready. She's a makeup artist who started working with film productions in Atlanta last fall.
I wrapped my last film the beginning of June. So it's been about 4 weeks, which leads me to believe this is now going to be inconsistent.
It was good money, but she's not yet in a union. So she's working for a dentist's office and hopes that a deal to end the strike will come soon.
Someone on some side is going to have to cave, because everyone is hurting right now.
Rogers is one of an estimated 20,000 Georgia film workers. 4,000 of them are SAG-AFTRA members, according to the union. Kate Fortmuller teaches entertainment and media studies at the University of Georgia. She says with productions here mostly shut down, these non-union workers are hit the hardest.
They can't necessarily wait out the strike to then continue trying to break in. So that might lead them to pick a new career, try something else.
Georgia has become a major hub for film productions because it offers lucrative, unlimited tax credits. And state officials also tout the low unionization as a reason to film here. Louis Toms is a carpenter and a background actor. He moved here from Florida for a chance to work in the film industry. It's been pretty dry over the last few weeks.
You know, I'm in a few Facebook groups since I'm not in the union or anything like that, trying to find people for like indie work kind of stuff, looking for positions to be filled. And even places like that, you know, I've noticed way more people asking for work than people seeking workers.
Toms says he supports the strike because in the end, non-union members will benefit as well from a new contract.
It's been interesting to see people are worried, but also at the same time, you know, standing with them.
The actors and writers on strike are looking for improved streaming residuals, better wages, better working conditions, and an assurance that AI will not take their jobs. For NPR News, I'm Marlon Hyde in Atlanta.